be ancient history even if it wasn't another planet as well. It doesn't feel like ancient history to me. It feels like he's slowly worming his way into me, like a voice that keeps getting louder and louder in my head. I met a man who had the virus before I did. In fact, he probably gave it to me. He was pretty far gone. He had to surround himself with Sky Houseman iconography or he started shaking. That doesn't have to happen here, Zebra said. Has the indoctrinal virus been around for a few years? It depends on the strain, but the viruses themselves are an old invention. Then you might be in luck. If the virus showed up in Yellowstone's medical databases before the plague hit, the Servitor will know about it. It might even be able to synthesize a cure. The mendicants thought it would take a few days to take effect. They were probably being overcautious. A day, perhaps two. That should be all the time it takes to flush it out. If the robot knows about it. Zebra patted the white machine. But it will do its best. Now will you think about sleeping? I had to find Ryvich, I told myself. That meant not wasting any time at my disposal, not a single hour. I had already wasted half a night since arriving in Chasm City. But it would take more than another couple of hours to track him down, I knew. Days, perhaps. I would only last that time if I allowed my recent injury some time to heal. It would be sweet irony if I dropped dead of fatigue, just as I was about to kill Ryvich. For him, anyway. I wouldn't be laughing. I'll think about it, I said. The odd thing was, after all that I had told Zebra, this time I didn't dream about Sky Houseman at all. I dreamt about Geeta. She'd always been there in my thoughts, ever since waking in Idlewild. Just thinking about her beauty, and the fact that she was dead, was like a mental whiplash, a crack of pain against which my senses never seemed to dull. I could hear the way she spoke, smell her as if she were standing next to me, listening intently while I gave her one of the lessons Kaweya had insisted upon. I don't think there had been a minute since I'd arrived around Yellowstone when Geeta had left me completely. When I saw another woman's face, I measured her against Geeta, even if that measurement took place on a barely conscious level. I knew with a heartfelt certainty that she was dead, and although I could not absolve myself of all responsibility for her death, it was Ryvich that had really killed her. And yet I had given very little thought to the events leading up to her death, and almost none to her death itself. Now they came crashing in. I didn't dream it like this, of course. The episodes from Sky Houseman's life might have played through my head in a neatly linear fashion, even if some of the events in those episodes contradicted what I thought I knew about him. But my own dreams were as disorganized and illogical as anyone's. So while I dreamed about the journey up the peninsula and the ambush that had ended with Geeta's death, it wasn't with the clarity of the Houseman episodes. But afterwards, when I woke, it was as if the act of dreaming had unlocked a whole raft of memories, which I had barely realized were missing. In the morning, I was able to think in detail about all that had happened. The last thing I'd remembered in any depth was when Kaweya and I had been taken aboard the Ultra ship, where Captain Orcagna had warned us against Ryvich's planned attack on the reptile house. Ryvich, the captain said, was moving south down through the jungle. They were tracking him via the emissions from the heavy armaments his party was carrying. It was good that Kaweya had completed his dealings with the Ultras as soon as he had. He had taken a significant risk in visiting the orbiting ship even then, but only a week afterwards it would have been nearly impossible. The bounty on him had increased enough that some of the neutral observer factions